Well, it's still a little bit weird, but at the same time, it feels really good. I thought about it a long time, and I, you know, eventually I decided to retire. And it, well, it does feel good. I mean, I have now time for other things, and I think there's so many things to develop in disability sports, but also in my business career. I started to study international sports management, so hopefully I can, you know, work with that and see how far I can come as a businesswoman in sports.
Does it sound scary to you, Malu, the life after competing?
No, really not. No, I've always been very ambitious, and I'm also studying next to my sport, so I believe that there is always something to aim for and put your ambition in. So I don't think it's that scary. Not looking forward to it, though, but not that scary.
What kind of a profile do you have in the Netherlands?
My profile? Well, I don't really know. I think, well, the fun thing is that after London, track and field was pretty booming in Holland. So that's kind of the profile I'm in, just a track and field profile, and really, really enjoying that, because not only me, but also in the non-disabled sports, track and field is doing pretty well. So that's nice to be a part of.
Do you think in the last year or so, since the Games finished, there has been a noticeable impact on disability sports in your country?
Yes and no. I think there is an impact, but there's always a challenge to keep that impact, or to see all sports grow, or to still have the attention for disability sports.
So what are you aiming to achieve now as a potential sports administrator?
I think it's important to have a lot of attention for the grassroots. Have kids with disabilities get into sports, not only because it's good for them for being healthy, but also for their development and their self-esteem and their position in society. So I hope to add some value to that.
Malu, you're officially a babe because you're known as the Blade Babe. Do you mind that nickname?
No, but it's funny because the question you ask me is this, and you just ask Esther what she's going to do for the world. So that's a bit of a difference. No, it's obviously a compliment, and yeah, I'm not bothered by it.
And what are you going to do for the world?
What I'm going to do for the world? Well, that's, just sticking to the babe thing, though. No, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to get track and field more well known, but not only track and field, though, it's all disabled sports. And I think it's very important that people know what it is, and like Esther said, that kids could start doing it, because that's very important for, like she said, their self-esteem and their position in society.
And to have athletes who've been given the nickname Blade Babe, making them into sex symbols and pin-ups.
She is.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a great positive, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. And then, I think the probably a big step we can make is by making disability sports not scary, or people with disability not scary, but also sexy and good-looking and smart and well-willing, and you know, being able to get everything out of themselves. And then, I mean, Marlou is one of those examples. So that we can't wish for more.
So how important do you think people like Marlou could be? I mean, Marlou is just 22 now. She's got maybe 10 years, at least 10 years, at the highest level, barring injury. How important could she be in that movement?
Very important. I mean, she's got to be who she is. She's got to be the athlete, and she's doing very well at that. And I think as long as she does that, I'm talking like, you know, I'm the Paralympic movement, but I mean, we're gonna have a lot of positive energy from her if she's just gonna do what she's doing. And we need role models in everything. It's not only for disability sports, but also in sports in general, but also for like movie stars or singing stars. We need role models to pull ourselves up to. And then, Marlou is one of them.
There you go. No pressure, Marlou. You're a role model for the next 10 years of your life. What do you think about the issue of being a sex symbol and breaking down the barriers of disability perception by being a sex symbol?
Well, I do have to say, you know, it's all such a compliment, and it's very nice and very fun, but it wouldn't be like this if I didn't win. So that's really, my focus is really on that. And I think it's really important for disability sports that, you know, it's getting more well known and people, well, people get to know it. But my goal is to win gold, and that's really what I'm aiming for now. And I hope that people like Esther will do all the stuff around it and make it cool for other people.